and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Be sure to call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, New Year's Eve morning, December 31st, 39 degrees on our way to 40 today before it is all said and done. So we're not going to be moving a lot temperature-wise throughout the day today. We're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Josh Graves. We're going to touch on the Emporia Rescue Mission and Shiloh House Family Pregnancy Services and more. Josh, good morning. How are you and Happy New Year?
Hey, doing great. How about yourself?
We're doing wonderful here so far. How have the holidays been for you?
Oh, man, they've been great. We've been super blessed. And then my family actually just welcomed in. We just welcomed in a son. So we're just super blessed right now.
Congratulations. That's awesome. On that. That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, Josh, let's talk here about some of the operations that are taking place here under your wing right now. And let's start here with Abundant Harvest. I know that wasn't one of the things that we had originally talked about, but obviously Abundant Harvest has been very busy for an extended period of time, really dating back years since it first became really part of the service list here in the community. How busy is Abundant Harvest basically as we transition from 2024 into 2025?
So we are definitely seeing an increase in new families coming through. The Lord has really blessed us, though. So we have really been blessed with lots of food lately that we've been able to help feed a lot of families. And obviously, you know, with everything going on with some of the, you know, businesses in the city, we are asking that we continue to get more donations. And you can definitely go to our website or our Facebook to donate. We're accepting, you know, through PayPal or through food donations as well. So we just want to be able to continue to keep feeding the people.
Sounds like you've got a big giveaway this morning, huh?
Yes, so we were blessed with 10 pallets of fruits and vegetables, and people can come in this morning at 8:30. They're able to take 5 to 6 items. Obviously, if they're bagged items, that counts as one item, so they don't have to just pick and piece everything. We tried to make it super simple. That way we can get people in and out. We know they have stuff to do, and we just want to streamline the process.
How busy has that aspect been here, kind of these pop-up food drop-offs or food availability pickups for folks been here this year?
They have been extremely busy. I don't know, as we've got, like, colder months have come, we thought it would die down, but it's actually increased. So we've noticed around the holidays that it is definitely a big need for food in the community, and obviously with the Tyson stuff going on, like I said, we've seen a lot of new families coming, and we just want to be able to feed as many people as we can. So that's why we're asking for continued donation and continued prayer for us. We do run a very limited staff here. It's all volunteer based, so we just ask that if anybody wants to volunteer, that they can actually get a hold of us as well.
You know, and following your social media posts, when you do have pop-up events like the one this morning starting at 8:30, Josh, you're asking people to constantly be patient and don't park in the Whittier Apartment Drive.
Yes, so Whittier Apartment actually contacted us and said, hey, people can't park here, so we just want to be cautious and, you know, respectful to them. And honestly, you know, we've seen things get out of hand. You know, we're dealing with people that are hungry or in need, and we don't always have a orderly conduct for people. So we're trying to do that. So we're trying to implement those rules so that way in the future we don't have as many problems. And basically, if you're going to not act like an adult, you're not going to be here, and that's just the bottom line. We want to help everybody, but we're asking everybody to treat everybody kind and with respect. So.
It makes a lot of sense. Josh, for folks that hear the Abundant Harvest name, but they really haven't been paying attention to the niche that you're filling, besides those pickup times, What are the services that you're providing at Abundant Harvest, and when can people access those services if they are in need?
Yeah, so besides just kind of those spontaneous pickup times that we post on social media, typically 3 to 5 days a week, we're going to have an 8:30 a.m. giveaway and a 5:30 p.m. giveaway if food's available. Like I've said on our social media or on here before, we don't know how much we're getting, what we're getting, or when we're getting it. So best thing to do is just drive by and see if we're out, you know, getting ready to do a giveaway. And then, yeah, that's at 8:30 and 5:30. And then we also do a hot meal at 4:30 on Mondays and Wednesdays. And we've got a new cook starting, and we're really excited for him to get going. So starting next week, we'll have a new cook, and we're really excited.
Well, you're doing great work, and obviously the need is there, and it continues to grow, unfortunately. But we are fortunate that Abundant Harvest and your team are there to help many that really are in need of food, unfortunately. But Abundant Harvest is there to help all out there. And so don't forget, again, this morning at 8:30, they're having a fruit and vegetable giveaway on Whittier Street. Well, that's...
Absolutely. Yeah. And I want to talk one more thing on Abundant Harvest. So we are a Christian ministry, and we're going to do our best to represent Jesus Christ as we do this. But that, if you're not a Christian, please come up, though, and get food. That doesn't mean we're not willing to serve you. But I just want to be very clear that we are a Christian facility, and we plan on representing Jesus to our best here. So, yeah, now we can move on. I just wanted to plug that real quick.
No, that's fine. We love
the Lord, and I feel like we didn't get to talk about him. So.
Not a problem whatsoever. Glad you got that in there, Josh. What about the Emporia Rescue Mission? How are things at the mission right now?
Man, everything is going great. Obviously, we stay very full. Full all the time, especially in these winter months, and we are looking for coats and hats and gloves. We do have to turn away people because we are full, but we want to be able to bless them. So if people are listening and want to see, like, hey, how can I help them? You know, we're looking for hats, gloves, coats, and even tents. Tents are something great that if we're not able to take them, we want to be able to provide that as something. At least we can get them out of the wind and out of the cold. And we are at certain temperatures allowing people to come in. It has to get significantly colder than today, but we are letting people come in overnight. So,
and it sounds honestly here, Josh, like the weather is going to be a lot more wintry starting the way it sounds this weekend.
Yes.
And getting into next week. So is that something that you're, at least at this particular point in time, tentatively planning for?
Yes. So just kind of a safe rule of thumb, if it's below 32, definitely call us and see if that's something we've opened up. We take it on a day-to-day basis just to kind of see overall how the temperatures are. If we're starting to get real cold in the evenings, we will open it up for not a ton of people. We don't have a ton of room, but we are opening it up to if someone's really in need. But like I said, we could use donations of hat, gloves, coats, and tents. That's kind of what we're looking for.
And if people would like to donate, where can they take that to, Josh?
So they can go to EmporiaRescueMission.com, and they can get on there and find our PayPal information, or they can actually just drop it by and either at Abundant Harvest or the Rescue Mission itself.
Okay.
We've got great staff there. They live in there, and they're more than willing to go through all donations and divvy it out as it's needed.
Josh, along those lines, are you seeing pretty consistent traffic at the Rescue Mission at this point in time with the guys that need the services that you provide? And how is the Rescue Mission really helping those guys get to kind of get their legs back under them so they can kind of launch back into a different direction than they may have had when they come in?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are seeing, you know, just it's always been a steady number of people coming through there, and things that we do different. You know, we have them relax for, you know, 3 to 5 days. They can take relax. They've got food. They've got shower. They've got heat. They've got air. That's something to kind of get them back into, into the swing of things. And then from there, we have people that we work with that can help them get into jobs. And we use Canvas Works. We have resources where people can get them rides if we need to. So we've got a lot of good things going, and we're able to get them, you know, a Social Security card, an ID, a lot of things that people need to get work. So we're able to help them. We work with a lot of good people here in the community that are willing to help and donate their time. So we have a really good thing. And once again, something that sets us apart is we are a Christian-based organization there, and Jesus has definitely blessed us there. And, you know, it is crazy what prayer can do and what these guys have been blessed with. And that's a different atmosphere than other homeless shelters is we do require chapel, and so that is something that if they haven't found the Lord, we hope they find them. But that doesn't mean if you're not a Christian, you can't stay there. We just this is what we do, and we represent Jesus our best there, and He blesses that place. So,
well, from Abundant Harvest, the Emporia Rescue Mission, we move on now to Shiloh House Family Pregnancy Services, and how are things there, Josh?
Hey, they are going great. Obviously, very busy right now. We just had our pancakes and pajamas where we were able to bless the families with, you know, pajamas and a meal to spend as a family, and Santa came. So that was pretty awesome. But I'll tell you, there are a couple things that they need. And this is kind of an always thing, is they're always needing diapers and wipes. I mean, that is something that we want to bless families with. We get tons of clothing donations and we love that, and we're able to bless a lot of families, but we need diapers and wipes. And the second thing, or third, however you look at it, is we need volunteers. So if you're kind of sitting at home and hearing the radio right now thinking, man, how could I be involved with the community? The Pregnancy Center is an amazing way to be involved in the community. We help so many families that are in need and so many kids, and you don't have to do a lot of hours to get involved. So that is something that we are always asking for, diapers, wipes, and volunteers.
Speaking of kind of your mission, who are you serving there? Because it sounds like, for folks that may not know, it sounds like mothers and young children. Is that basically your niche,
yeah,
or is it a little bit wider than that?
So it is mothers and mothers with children, either, you know, up to a certain age, but it's also mothers that are expecting. So you can come in, and there's a lot of free resources there for you if you're a mother expecting and or have kids. And that doesn't mean you can't send dad in there. Dad and kids can come. We accept the family. So, but primarily younger children and moms and dads is who we serve. Past, you know, 8 to 10 years old, we don't have tons of clothes that we give away through there. It's mostly younger children. So,
all right, for Shiloh House donations, and Josh, how do we make that happen?
So you can also go to the website there at Shiloh, and you can just search it. You know, it's just Shiloh Home or ShilohEmporia.com. You can go right on there, click the PayPal button, and donate. Or you can drop off donations. Just swing by. There is a door for the Pregnancy Center. You're able to just drop donations off there or at the front door. But, yeah, you can also reach out to us if you have donations through the Abundant Harvest Facebook page as well. That's another way to reach out if you have any questions. I can answer them through there as well.
Awesome. Josh, are we missing anything that you wanted to bring up here this morning about any or all three of your different entities and the work that they're doing?
Yes, absolutely. Last thing I will do, you know, we have seen an increase in all of them as far as people coming through the door, and we want to be able to help as many people as we can. So like I said, we'd love donations or volunteers. Just reach out to us. And the last thing is, God has blessed these three facilities, and He's going to continue to do it. So we just ask for your prayers and support as we go through this, and we just thank Emporia for being awesome. I'm not from Emporia, and man, this community is great, and we just continue to just ask for prayers, and we love Emporia.
Well, Josh, we appreciate your time. Sure. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for all you and your team are doing. You're serving a big need here in the community, and we appreciate all you do.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Happy New Year. Josh Grays with an update on Abundant Harvest, the Emporia Rescue Mission, and Shiloh House Family Pregnancy Services here this morning. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, don't look to tomorrow because we don't have any interviews tomorrow. But you can look to next week, and right now the 720 spot is wide open. So if you have an event or an activity that you'd like highlighted, simply call us or email us to let us know and get on schedule. 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. We've already mentioned Thursday we'll have Jeremy Rusko talking about the operational changes for Champions Landing in 2025. Friday we'll have a First Friday preview with Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas.
Thank you, Chuck. Our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. It is 732, 39 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Like all banks, Lyon County State Bank would like to earn your deposits. But why?